JG 2. Number 12B.
All right, that's good, Francis. So what sets up the operation, the unit of operation that never varies on the for the word at Absolute Christian Science? Life, truth, and love, doesn't it? That's right. Goodwin. So, and what set up the unit of relationship that never varies on the Christ at Absolute Christian Science? Truth, life, and love. And then what sets up the unit of relationship between principle and principle on Christianity at Absolute Christian Science? Okay. And then what sets up the unit of relationship between principle and principle on science at Absolute Christian Science? Okay. So we would say that that unit of relationship, and it is a unit, we've seen, as Max explains in the Four Levels book, he calls, for example, the word at Absolute Christian Science a unit with the accentuation on life, or he calls it a chord, doesn't he? He calls it a chord or a unit with the accentuation on life, all right, that they're taken as a chord together. And then the Christ at Absolute Christian Science is the chord of truth, life, and love with the accentuation on truth, the Christ. And life and love, we have the unit of relationship of life in love without any dominant factor there, we'll see, because of the co-parenting going on between life and love. And the unit of relationship between principle and principle on the science at Absolute Christian Science, truth and love, seems to be equal again there as a unit of relationship giving us invariable. So if the chord never changes, what would perhaps vary? Dave?
Since we're dealing with ideas on this level, we can vary the ideas.
Yes, they would vary, wouldn't they? Because the ideas of the word of Absolute Christian Science that are expressed through life, truth, and love in the calculus are different than the ideas that are expressed in the unit of truth, life, and love, aren't they? Because a Christ is bringing out another tonality. And because life and love has another expression at Christianity and Absolute Christian Science, other ideas are expressed in the calculus of ideas. And because at the point of science at Absolute Christian Science, again that unit is bringing out another expression of the principle, then that calculus of ideas takes on another form. So the unit never changes, but because of the place value within the system, the ideas naturally are different, the way that they are used, the way the principle uses them or expresses itself on this level. Yes. Yeah, the accent, the spotlight is different because the word at Absolute Christian Science is bringing out another category than the Christ at Absolute Christian Science, which is bringing out a different category than Christianity, isn't it? Which is bringing out a different category than science. That's right, Mary. So it's a question of accentuation on the level. That's right, a question of accentuation or where the spotlight is. Uh-huh. Good. Okay, so let's take look at the law of life, truth, and love from what we have gained here. All right, so we turn, therefore, to the work we have on page 83 in the study aid. And we'll see now that these laws gain their impulsion or impetus from the initial condition, from the initial order, always of the level of science itself. Now, the question that we want to ask ourselves at looking at this standpoint is always, then we say, or from the standpoint of ideas, and from the standpoint of ideas, we, as being And not only from the standpoint of science, which sets up the laws, but I also want us to look at it from the standpoint of consciousness. That what is reality and how do I become one with reality are two and the same thing. So this law doesn't exist outside of the tonality of our consciousness and the structure of our consciousness, therefore the structure of our being. We are this law in operation. So we don't want to study these laws as abstract glory. We want to study them as concrete being, where we gain the letter, but we imbibe the spirit. As we know, when they asked Mrs. Eddy how one makes progress in Christian Science, she says, "We'll gain the exact letter and imbibe the spirit." So we always want to remember that it's the two things going on. Science and hell, science and consciousness at the point of the 7,000 year period is now at work in the economy of being. That's the model of being. According to the law of mind, that takes you right up to the science level, according to that law of the principle mind, which must assert its absolute supremacy. So that law of mind, that law of principle of mind, is always at work in the economy of being, making science and consciousness one. So we always say, what is reality, but how do we become one with reality? Always remembering at this level that at this point, we take the standpoint as of the individual idea, where we are that one principle, infinitely individualized and adapted to a specific situation, yet still remaining the one principle, which is God. So in reality, we are the individual expression of the principle. We can take the consciousness of this law. It doesn't have to be something out there happening to us. We can be the law in expression. So therefore, we see out of principle being its own infinite principle, out of our initial condition, we spring forth, always out of that principle, out of the origin of principle, always through the channel of principle. Therefore, we're always out. Our identity is always as the principle. And for the glory of the principle. We saw there that we were that universal expression of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And as a universal expression and a universal blessing, we see therefore that we are now coming forth through this creative impulse of that principle. We come forth as a fact, and we come forth fulfilled. Where in this law, we see that we are programmed for success. That's why it's a law of the divine success mechanism, that it says that we come forth at life through the law of the creative impulsion, the law of the divine urge, the law of the divine acceleration, the law of the divine spontaneity, the law of the divine breakthrough in life. We break forth into always new. Our infinite individuality is always coming spontaneously forth, always new, always different, always as a pioneer, always as a breakthrough, always already a fact, truth, and already programmed for success, love. We already are programmed for success. We are the law of life, truth, and love in operation. We always come forth from the principle already, therefore, within us, that we are a fact and that we are programmed for success within the system. Therefore, that whole question that we asked, can I do it? Will I be right? Will I be a success in the system? It is something that are questions we never, never ask, because they are, because this law says that, yes, that as I come forth, I can do it at the point of truth, and it will be right what I do, and at the point of love, it will be a success. So it's a question of always seeing that we are this law of divine success mechanism happening and being, and that this law of divine success mechanism is not only behind our infinite individuality, it's behind everyone's individuality, it's behind every idea that comes forth in the world, whether it is a creative idea that comes forth in the realm of music, in the realm of art, in the realm of literature, that every idea, if it's a right idea, already comes forth because of the creative urge of life, brings it forth. It comes out of the divine origin according to the inner acceleration of life, the spontaneity of life. It's always a breakthrough. It always comes forth in its as right, in its true form, as factual, according to the inner logicity of the situation, always coming forth to express pioneering work, bringing out new forms in a subject. Therefore, it always comes forth as being complete, perfect, and fulfilled within the plan of love. Every idea, if it's an idea, is programmed for success. Naturally, false beliefs disappear within the system. So when only an idea we'll see evolves. Because only ideas can evolve. Only ideas have the divine success mechanism with them. They will succeed. So you can see in practice, this is a very important law, that we never then query or question again whether, as I said, are we a success, because we are this law in operation. As Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, you've seen this law in operation. I am the law of the divine success mechanism. Therefore, we always know that behind our life, as I say, therefore we see and feel and know consciously that out of that infinite principle, being its own infinite principle on the level of science itself, out of that infinite matrix of immortality, really always coming out of the origin of that matrix, through the channel of that matrix, or the outcome is always as that matrix, for the glory of that matrix. Therefore, that is where we spring forth, huh? That life being its own infinite life, always operating out of itself, through itself, as itself, and for the glory of itself, is always the impulsion bringing forth our identity. Therefore, we are that impulsion in operation. So you see here, you always say, what is reality? That life force impels us forward, you see? Always on this level, you get the spontaneity behind life. It's not the isness. Because the level law is spontaneity, life always takes on that spontaneously. Everything springs forth anew, 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 you see. It's always new. So at every moment, that life force is always bringing forth something new. Why? Because the system is always restructuring, as we see. That law of infinite self-reflection is always restructuring something new out of that. Matrix of immortality is never boring. It brings out of it a new form of life, coming out of itself, through itself, as itself, and for itself. And it spontaneously breaks through at the level of absolute Christian science. And that's what this life is showing. So always, that's why all the ideas under life have that spontaneity behind them. That there's not the isness sense here. You hear it, huh? That it's coming spontaneously forth, the life is, as a divine urge, as let there be, as the acceleration, as the spontaneity, as the breakthrough. That's the law that is bringing everything forth from that origin, from that womb of immortality comes the new one, new, never to repeat itself. And we are that life. We're always new. Our identity's always new. You see, what is reality? Then we identify with that reality always. And then we see whatever idea ever comes to us in our work, whether we're an artist or a musician or a physicist, whatever. We're all working with the same calculus of ideas, just expressing it in different forms. So whatever idea is ripe, whether it was the idea of multidimensionality at the time of the change of the century or the theory of independent variables, whatever the new idea is, always springs forth in consciousness, and it's always at the point of truth, right. It's in its true form, it's factual, it carries within it the inner logic, the pioneer work, the new form, which is always going to, at love, be complete, perfect, fulfilled within the goal causality or the plan of being. So we see that there, for that's the law, that's what we are. We are, we come forth, as I said, as a true form within the plan of being, as an individual expression of the principle, and all the ideas that come to us, whether it's in, if our work is in art or music or physics or whatever, they always spring forth, always new, always a breakthrough for our work. Those ideas always come to us at the point of truth as factual, carrying within the inner logic within our work, and bringing the pioneer message to our work, which is always the new form, which is going to be adapted to the plan and goal for which the work is there anyhow. So always we see that whatever our individual life mission is, whether it is the talent as we see to be a physicist or a writer or whatever it is, that it's always fresh, always new. If we're open to this law, that the breakthrough is always there. Our work is always showing the breakthrough in its new form according to the goal directedness. That we're always a pioneer ourselves in our life experience, in our life expression. We're always doing pioneer work within being. Because we are that law, and because the ideas that come to us in our work are always the breakthroughs of a pioneer doing pioneering work for the situation. So our work expresses that same freshness, always, always new. So an artist or a scientist doesn't have to worry about, will I get new ideas? Will they be right? Will they be adapted to the situation? Or will I just end up with a boring career that isn't fresh, that's just going to repeat itself? An artist can feel after they've done a monumental work, well, that now I've done it, now will I get inspiration again, you see? A Beethoven could have said, well, I wrote the first symphony, will I be able to write another, huh? And get concerned and fearful and all tight about, well, I may not be able to do it again. But he went on to write another symphony, didn't he? And another, and another, and another, and another, and another. Because being a pioneer, just listening to the realm of music itself, it came always that music, that realm of music itself, hearing those symphonies, that realm of music itself was always that symphony was coming out of that matrix of immortality, out of the realm of music itself, always coming out of the realm through the channel of the realm of principle, always as principle for the glory of principle. And Beethoven just caught the new symphony, didn't he? Which was always a new form within the structure of the symphonic structure. Always new. And never had to be concerned that a career would ever not be of a pioneering work. So because of this law, we should never question again that our life will ever be boring or dull, or that our work will be boring or dull. Not with a law like this. It's always new, and all we have to do is to reason, as Mrs. Eddy said, from cause to effect. In the science of mind, we begin with mind that can only be understood through its idea and never from its opposite matter. This law is a 2 plus 2 equals 4 that we always go out from, always from the principle. Always stick to this as the fact. And never fear reversal. That's spiritualism. We'll always be fresh. It's always going to be right, and it's always going to be perfect. Every day's new, every day's right, and every day's perfect within the plan. Infinitely. Spiraling higher and higher from a boundless basis where we can always enjoy, as we'll see, the surprise of life and the adventure of love. And as we see, it will always come as a surprise. Our life is always a surprise. We don't know what the new adventure life will take us on. We don't know the new adventure our identity takes. We don't know the new adventure that the music's going to bring or the art's going to bring. But we know it's going to be new because of this law. But it's going to be an adventure because it's spontaneous. It's always unexpected. You see? Think of it. We are ourselves on the surprise of life and the adventure of love. Always, this is the law operating right now. We just have to avail ourselves of it, don't we? And acknowledge that it's reality and build it up in tonality of consciousness and realize, therefore, that we are this law in operation. It's wonderful, isn't it? Well, that's what we are, and that's what Mrs. Eddy expected us to do, is to stick to this standpoint of perfection. We're not behind it. We're not advancing towards it. We're at it, and we are, therefore, the very expression of it always, infinitely. Okay. So. All right, so we see now we come to the next spotlight within the law of the level of absolute Christian science, which is always under the level law of the divine spontaneity, covers this whole law. And therefore, the next accentuation within the law of the divine spontaneity and the level of absolute Christian science is the Christ at absolute Christian science, which takes on the symbolism of truth, life, and love in order to talk about the multitude of phenomenon that goes on within the Christ and absolute Christian science within the whole level. So now we stay on page 84 in the study aid, and we see now that, sorry, that's right, thank you. Still on 83. All right, so we have the right transparency, and we see now that this accentuation is on the process, the Christ. I think we now know that the Christ is always showing the translatability going on within being. And here the Christ is therefore showing how the process is going on when a creator, as the word, as that creative impulse, really where that one law of life, truth, and love is the divine creative source, origin, drive, impulse, acceleration, breakthrough that is right. And adapted to a situation of which we are and of which every idea comes forth. Now we see the spotlight is on how that happens in being, how it is that each one of us are a unique law of creativity programmed for success. Meaning, do we find our place within the system? We now know that we come forth as the divine inner acceleration, the divine urge, as a divine breakthrough to do pioneering work within the system. And so therefore we saw too, therefore every idea that comes to us also comes forth as a breakthrough to do buying work within our individual life careers. So at the point of the Christ at Absolute Christian Science, we say, therefore, I know I'm programmed for success, but am I just alone? Am I separate from everything else? Or do I find myself as a scientific truth adapted to a specific system within a whole structure? This loss shows that everything that comes forth from the principle, whether it's our infinite individual identity or an individual idea that comes to us, has its scientific place value and is unique within the system itself. And this, therefore, is always the office of the Christ, which is to show how that principle infinitely individualizes itself and adapts itself to the specific situation. So first we'll look at what is the reality of the law and how we become one with it. So this law is called the law of individualization, the law of specification. It shows, therefore, that everything that that principle brings forth always is the ideal of being itself, the whole ideal of being. Really, it reflects the whole truth of all truths. It actually is that of reflecting the whole Christ consciousness. So what being brings forth is never a part, but it's always the whole itself, the ideal itself. Always.